We're in volume 4 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. We're in letter number 1212, Baruch Hashem. Also dated the 23rd day of Elul, Tavshin Dal, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is sending this to Moreinu Reb Chaim, Sheyichya, they say, Plotkin in Toronto. And there's several different letters to him. So the Rebbe says, Sheyichet Ubeidek, he was also a Sheyichet. Shalom Avracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter from the 19th of Elul. I enjoyed reading in it about the Fabrengen, the Hisvadus, that you organized for Chai Elul. And from your description itself, you can see how true were the words of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles over here, that if you just start doing the service and action, it's sure that they're going to have an impact. You just got to get close to work and not to become affected by the quantity, how many people in the beginning. Maybe there's not that much interest in the beginning, because within time, the numbers are going to surely grow. So, just you start, and then you will see the growth. As far as your question, should you accept the job as a Sheikh at Baidik? So, I'm hopeful that if you are going to stand strong, the necessary strength, you will be able to impact a betterment also in the way they shech the gasses, the big animals, that it should be proper. Especially as you write, that the rabbi is on your side, on the sheikh's side, and as long as this has not been corrected, according to my view, for now, stick to shechting birds, the chicken. Don't do the gases. In other words, I think what the Rebbe is telling to stand strong is, don't accept the job unless they're going to make the improvements, which the rabbi is also agreeing with him. So don't accept it, stand strong. And the Rebbe says he's hopeful that if he's going to stand strong, they're going to bend and they're going to bring in the improvement that he's seeking for the betterment and making it a better shechita.
Yeah.
Rebbe also says, all these people that you mentioned in your letter, I will, bli neder, mention them on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, before Rosh Hashanah that is upon us. Rebbe makes an emphasis, he'll do it before Rosh Hashanah, because Rebbe wants to make sure that the blessings will be there before the coming year. So Rebbe emphasizes it here before Rosh Hashanah. I mean, here we're talking about just a couple of days. It's the 23rd day of Elul, so there's only 6 days left till the end of the month of Elul.
Yeah, yeah.
Towards and for the new year, the Rebbe says, I express my blessing to you and your family members with blessing for Ksivach Sima Toiva, Shana Toiva Mesukah, Begashmiz, Viruchmiz Gam Yochad. The Rebbe always, in his letters that we've been reading, the Rebbe always says, physical and spiritually together. Because that's the idea of the combination of not separating the spiritual from the physical and making them separate, but rather to
elevate,
bring them back so that the spiritual impacts the physical and elevates it. Okay. Now,